This business of burning human beings with napalm.
41 years ago today, exactly 1 year before he was killed, the Reverend Martin Luther King compared America's actions in Vietnam to what Hitler did in the concentration camps.
What do they think as we test out our latest weapons on them, just as the Germans tested out new medicine and new tortures in the concentration camps of Europe?
Today, there is a national holiday named after King, while another black minister, the Reverend Jeremiah Wright, is condemned for his outspoken criticism of America's actions in a different war.
We say that God understands collateral damage. We say that God knows how to forgive friendly fire. We say that God will bless the shock and awe as we take over unilaterally another country.
The Reverend Paul Beckel of the First Universalist Unitarian Church of Wausau sees similarities between Wright's message and Dr. King's.
Today, Americans are torturing and not apologizing for it. Every new era needs to be called to account for its obscenity.
Beckel has attended services at Trinity United Church, watching as Wright preach to a congregation drawn from the poorest neighborhoods on Chicago's South Side. He says Wright's sermons need to be understood in that context.
His words, while they might be considered inflammatory by some, I think they were spoken in a context of love for his community and to hold his nation to accountability.
Beckel notes that King's words were also widely condemned before his death. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.